The President's remarks upon awarding Aviation of the Year awards to three recipients. From the Rose Garden of the White House, October 18, 1962.
I want to express my very warm welcome to all the those who are the winners of this year's award, also those who were previous winners, as well as the young boys and girls who are here today and who represent our great hopes. I want to especially express our great admiration for the work which was done in 1961. Miss Corcoran, who, as was stated, I think has won this trophy six times, which is an extraordinary record. As was stated, I'm the fourth president to present her with an award, and I'm sure that my successors will also be fulfilling the same happy function in other years, so we're delighted to have you here. And then we want to congratulate the distinguished pilot who, following Colonel Lindbergh's route, traveled it in 1/10 the time. And in the short space of 35 years, we have so cut down time and space that the world is becoming so small, so intimate, that we hope friendship will result from it. And then we want to congratulate those who went so high, as well as those who went so fast. The feat of taking this balloon to over 110,000 feet, of winning these great honors for our country, we want to congratulate those who accomplished that. We're particularly glad to have Mrs. Prather here again. It's my pleasure to present her with a distinguished flying cross for her husband, and I'm sure she knows how proud we are of her and of her family. We're glad to have the mother of her late husband here also, and the children who come from who are bound to be outstanding. So we're glad to have all of you here. This award is the outstanding award of its kind in our country, and I'm sure that all my predecessors took the same satisfaction out of presenting it as I do. We have some of the previous winners. Colonel Lindbergh won this, Bert Balchin, who's here, Major Seversky, Mr. Sikorsky, and others, and all those who travel this great ocean of space have our admiration.